We'd like to welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning on this special Mother's Day, in which we pay honor to our mothers. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship today to John chapter 19, and one of the most touching scenes that we find in the Gospels related to the Lord Jesus Christ as He hangs there upon the cross of Calvary. The Lord, in His goodness and in His revelation, shares with us a scene that took place there at the cross involving Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 25 we read, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus His mother." Now, I want you to think for just a moment. The Bible is so specific and so straightforward here about Mary's location. She was not hiding in the back of the group. She was not far away with some of the disciples. But rather, where was she? She is right there near the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says here, "And His mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw His mother and the disciples standing by whom He loved," that's John, "He saith unto His mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home." Now the Lord Jesus Christ, one of His final messages, one of His final acts there on the cross of Calvary, was to make sure that His mother was taken care of. I've read some theologians who question, why did the Lord Jesus wait? Why had He not prepared and already taken care of this before the time? Because God wanted it recorded at the time of the cross so everybody would pay attention. That's why. And I'm sure there are other reasons why God chose to do it that way. But the effect is so powerful, is it not? The effect is so powerful that in that moment in time, as the eldest, He took care of His mother. But I want you to see that His mother was there, and she was in control of her emotions. She was in control of what took place there and was able to be there and be able to be spoken to, and she was able to conduct herself in a fashion and form that brought great honor and dignity to the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me just say this, please, that you and I need to be in control of ourselves. We live in a day and age where our emotions just let go. Mary was in a state of mind where she was able to be spoken to. And not only that, she had spiritual understanding of the scene that transformed before. Emotional understanding and control and spiritual understanding and control. She had 33 years to meditate on what she was told by an angel before she ever had conceived. 33 years. This child is going to, he's going to die for the sins of many. That's what the angel told her. Made it, spelled it all out before she ever was with child. She had 33 years to meditate upon this scene, and she didn't run from it. She was there. Folks, I this is such a powerful, powerful lesson for moms. To be there. To be there. She could have stayed home that day. Oh, it's too dangerous. She could have come up with a list a mile long. She could have stayed home out of fear because of the disciples that may be hunted down. And she had been with the disciples. She had been with Jesus. They might arrest me. She could have had a laundry list a mile long of reasons not to go. But not only did she go, but she was there at the cross. And she was in control of her emotions, and she understood what was happening. What a glorious testimony that is to this mother. And she's referred to three times in this passage. Mother. Mother. What a glorious title. Moms, you need to magnify your office. It's a glorious office. It's a God-appointed office. And it comes with tragedy. It comes with glory. It comes with all the emotions of life and all the struggles and difficulties and all the wonderful times and the good times. But she was there when her son was crucified. She was there in support. She was there in understanding. She was there in emotional control so she could be a blessing and not a burden in that moment of suffering as he bore our sins in his body on the tree. Isn't that wonderful? What a testimony, what a witness for moms and for young ladies that aspire to be moms someday, that we follow the example that's given to us in the scriptures of Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ.